going into college, and Baruch Hashem, you'll get, hopefully you'll get educated, yeah?
Yes.
So, firstly, I'd recommend you be practical. Meaning, if you know how to type, good. If you don't know blind typing, learn it. It's one of the greatest skills you guys can get. Be practical in college. Sometimes people are too open-minded. Let's explore this, and let's explore that. And they spend their time exploring, and they end up after 4 years with a degree that's worthless. If you're getting a BA anyways, get a BA that's going to be useful. Even if you plan on getting a master's afterwards, that's great. But right now you're getting a BA, get a BA that's useful. Try to be careful of what people recommend when it comes to fields. 20 years ago, everyone was going into psychology. I said there's a lot of money in psychology. 10 years ago, now the field is flooded. 15 years ago, everyone was going into real estate, and there was a lot of money to be made in real estate. Now there's nothing to be made in real estate. Or there is, but you have to know what to do. 10 years ago, everyone was going into computers, and they said there was a lot of money to be made in computers. Today, if you've kept up with it, so you could still make money in computers. 5 years ago, they said there was a ton of money to be made in finance. Up to a year ago, there was a lot of money to be made in finance. The last year, the market's become flooded. So they anticipate that the average person is going to have to take on 3 jobs in their lifetime, the average college graduate today. When you get skills, try to get skills that will serve you not only in one field, but in multiple fields. Try to broaden your skills. Don't be so careful about the core curriculum and broadening your knowledge of Western civilization and who knows what. That's all very nice. But at the end of the day, you're going to college, you want to be able to make a good living. So try to cover a few bases. I'm not saying you should get a double major. What I am saying is try to get good knowledge. Choose your course as well. The contacts you make in college are critical. In life, it's not about what you know, but about who you know. And I cannot stress that enough. I have a very good friend who was looking for a job the last half a year. And the person sent out over 1,000 resumes. They were sending out 100 resumes a week and couldn't find the job. And then 100 resumes a week, literally.
To different
companies.
That's a lot of resumes,
right? Bottom line, and then they got the job because of a connection. In life, who you know is worth much more than what you know. And you know how they got the job? I called up a friend of mine and I said, look, this person is looking for a job. And do you know of someone hiring in this area? This friend told me, I have someone hiring, but it's not exactly that field. He described to me what the field is. I said, look, the person does a good job of what they do, but this isn't their field. I could get someone better for that field. I'm not sure it's worth hiring this person because they're good at what they do, but this isn't exactly what they do, so they're not going to be tops in it. The person hired. The person got the job, even though I was honest with him. I was fair. I said, look, they're not the top person for the job. Quite honestly, this isn't what they were trained at. They were hired because it's a friend of mine. So the contacts you make are worth a lot. When you go to college, so on the one end, you have to get skills that will serve you in life and contacts that will serve you in life. On the other end, don't forget building yourself, who you are. Your learning just began here. Make time during your day to continue exploring your Jewish roots. And I think you have to think about going to places where you will have Jewish girls around. Be realistic. You're human. So we have halachas that guide us about not going to bars and drinking with non-Jews. Let's not only do the sur meira, distancing ourselves from bad, let's do asei tov. Let's come to what's good. So you guys try to become members of the Hillel, the movements, the Kesher, whatever movement is in your university. And one of the things that make a person grow most is when you take on responsibility. When I visit you guys in Atlanta or whatever college you're in, and I hope we'll stay in touch and I would like to visit you, I don't want to see you sitting in the back. I want to see you as the heads of the group. You guys should be proactive. You came here and you learned. You have information. You know more than other people. You know what Shabbat is all about. You know Shabbat songs. You know how to daven. You know how to tie tefillin. Let me tell you, there are thousands and tens of thousands who don't know that. And that there's no excuse. Every person at every stage of his life should be teaching, not only learning. So you guys should be the gabbai in the minyan. You guys should be the one who's heading the program, giving a class once a week. Every one of you is talented. I've gotten to know you a little bit, and I'm very impressed with this group. And we've had a lot of groups. I mean, we've had two groups here, but I've had hundreds of guys in Machon Meir. I learn with literally hundreds of guys each year. And I'm telling you that you guys, and I'm sorry Noach isn't here, so I'll tell him the same thing. You guys have talent. And you guys could be leaders wherever you go. You guys should be at the forefront of your communities. Be it the community in college, be it the communities after college. And so you don't read Hebrew 100%. Great, there are English books out there. There was once a guy who learned in YU. And during the Vietnam War, so there was a draft, right? And they came to YU and they said, we're going to do a lottery to see who has to go to the draft. So they're doing this lottery, and this guy, he I don't know if you call it won or lost the lottery, but he wasn't drafted. But there was a shortage of rabbis. So community calls YU and tells them we need a rabbi. So they send this guy out. The guy didn't know how to read Hebrew. But he had his English kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And he called the OU with all his questions. So he comes to town, and they don't sell kosher meat. So he says, we're Jews, we have to eat kosher meat. Let's open a kosher butcher shop. So they open a kosher butcher shop, and the guy tells them, how do you get kosher meat? What do you do with kosher meat? Tachat. Tom, my bad. Tom? So the guy was the rabbi of the community, and I said, I'll get back to you on how we set up a kosher butcher shop. Went back home, called the OU, got exact directions, wrote it down, came back and set up a kosher butcher shop. Then he said, we have to set up a shul. Guys, you have to daven. So he called the rabbis he learned by in YU, and he got directions from them. All he knew how to read was Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in English. And he turned the whole community around. From being a community that didn't have a synagogue, didn't have a kosher butcher, didn't have a mikveh, didn't have an Erev, didn't have anything. He turned the whole community around, and he didn't know more than reading in English Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But he turned the whole community around. Each and every one of you know more than that guy knew when he became rabbi of the community. I'm not encouraging you to be rabbis of communities, but I am encouraging you to be leaders of communities. Each of you has the potential to lead, and you know a lot more than many, many people you're going to encounter in college. You're going to be the role models. You're going to be the guys in college who know a little bit about Judaism. You know how to daven. You know how to be a shaliach tzibur. Take that and use it. Now use it not only when it comes to learning Torah and teaching Torah, but you could also use it to your business advantage. Now, there's a guy I know who's a millionaire, and the way he broke into the field of investment banking, was because he knew the Rosh Yeshiva of a certain yeshiva. And that yeshiva had a millionaire investment banker who was a big donor to that yeshiva. So he called the Rosh Yeshiva and he said, I want you to put me in touch with him. So he said, fine, come make a donation of $20,000. And when you come, we'll introduce you as another big donor to the yeshiva. So the guy came, gave $20,000 to the yeshiva. They introduced him. Oh, this guy's a big donor. This guy's also a big donor. They became buddy-buddy. The guy's a multimillionaire today. I mean, I think he lost a few $100 million now in the stock market crash, but he's still okay. I mean, he's not in the poorhouse. How did it all begin? From a Jewish connection. Yeah, the Jewish network system is huge. Become a part of it. You're in college. You guys should lead it. You lead it, that'll form connections. If you're the head of Kesher, what college are you going to?
Georgia State University.
Do they have a Hillel there, a Kesher there?
I think so. Kesher.
Okay, Kesher is the Orthodox version of Hillel.
Part of Hillel.
Yeah? Okay. Hillel, on the surface, I think, is conservative. Reform?
None of the above.
It's all of them.
It's all of them.
Non-denominational.
Ah, yeah?
Because they have everything.
Non-denominational.
Okay.
And underneath it, Kesher, they have a bunch of names underneath it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Hillel. Well, bottom line, if you're the head of the group in your university, then you're going to have contact with the head of the one in Harvard and Yale, and you can make contacts and make Shabbatons, and you're going to build your connections.
We'll so Harvard and Yale from Atlanta.
Why? Well, you don't want to travel? Yeah, I mean, so you figure out how to make Shabbaton. How many Jewish girls are around where you guys are going?
I think there's
I don't It's know. Important. Make events. Make Hanukkah events. Make Purim events. Make Motzei Shabbos events. Make Shabbatons. And be in touch with us if we could help. We're going to eventually have to send representatives out there to visit you guys and say hi and stuff. And if we can, we'll come to the events. And if not, we'll try to help you set up events. We're in touch with the guys that live here. Those that want to stay in touch, we're in touch with them. So we help them set up stuff. And we have a guy in Australia who we're going to work over the Skype and give classes there, that the guys will get together and we'll have a question and answer session. I have a guy in South Africa where we'll do the same thing. I have a guy who came from Machon Meir who's in Poland. We're doing the same thing. I have another guy in a different community in Australia, same thing. So the potential today is huge. I have a guy now in America. Every night I learn with him. I have another guy, one guy in New York, and one guy in Salt Lake City, Utah. Not too many Jews there.
Oh, no.
he's there. So we have a shir almost every day. He's not
Jewish.
He's Jewish. I'm saying the potential today is huge. We'd like to stay in touch and we'd like to be able to build together with you. Let us know what we can do, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll stay in touch. You guys are coming out of here. Okay. And Be'ezrat Hashem will be in touch.